Hello, hello. We start in a couple of minutes. Okay. Let's slowly be starting with this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Artist Weekly. This is a space where artists can share their experiences, talk about the difficulties they face, the success they had, and learn a little more about how blockchain technology can help solve of these problems. We are a sports club, and we develop tools for helping everyone to empower what they are doing on chain. Let's start with a bit of introductions about the guests. I'm really happy to have really good guests today, Tej M, Saint Philip, and we have Avinrog here also. Really happy to have you guys. I really appreciate your time. And let's start with Tej. Hello, Tej, how are you? Let me know who are you, where are you from, and what you are doing.
Okay, guys. It's been a really great day for me. So this feels really, really good to be on stage with you guys. So this is my first time actually in the space, especially as a speaker, right? So I was invited by J World to, you know, come as a guest and talk about music. So I'm really excited to share whatever I know and learn more from you guys. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Tej from India. I'm a music artist. I make pop music, and I am, something interesting is that I am Web3 native. Like, I'm blockchain native artist, meaning that I don't have my music in Web2. So I am an artist stepping into this world through blockchain for the first time. So that is, I'll just put that out there. It's been around 6 months that I've been in Web3, and I've been making new friends, making connections, exploring stuff. And I recently decided to start my own spaces and, you know, build a community around it, around my music, and at the same time help artists, help them get exposure, help them share whatever they have to offer, right? So It's been a really, really good journey for me for the past 6 months to be in Web3 and finally to be on stage here with Spaz. So I'm really excited for this space and really looking forward to meet everyone here. So that's a little bit about myself. Like, I hope that was a good introduction.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tej. I can imagine a really good synergy between you and Spaz Clue, because we want to help artists as well. So I'm really happy to have you. I want to dive in really deep into your story, because I'm also a Web3 native, for saying it in some way. I'm not an artist. I'm just a guy from Web3 community. I'm here since more than 2 years, and I love the space. I love the things that can offer. So really happy to have you. Let's continue with Saint Philip. Hello, Philip. How are you? Let me know where are you from and what you are doing.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Philip, and I'm from Serbia. I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I was working a lot with Belgrade Fashion Week doing campaign. Also, I was art director for Esquire magazine in Serbia. I'm a music producer at the moment and a graphic designer. Also, I was doing for a music festival here in Serbia, Exit Festival, No Sleep Festival, as well with DJs from Serbia, Christian Molnar, doing visuals and posters for events, etc., etc.
Okay, that's great. So you are music producer and also designer. So you have the best profile for this space, which is bringing together music and design. I will ask you a couple of things around that. We have also Avinro. Avinro, I sent to you an invitation to speak. As soon as you accept, I give you the word. Andrew is also a part of Spaz Clue team. Hello, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hello guys. It's a pleasure to see you all here. Tej or Tech, I don't know how to pronounce it good. Please don't get me wrong. But it's nice to have you here, Philip. Big thanks for your time to join us here. I'm a big fan of your work. I follow you for years, and I know that you have really good expertise to bring us here. So really thank you for joining us. Let's dive into this. Let's see what puts together music and design.
Thanks, Andrew. Yes, this could be a pretty good space. I feel it. So I would like to hear Avinro as well, but I think Twitter is rugging a bit because I'm sending invitation to speak, but is not jumping into stage. Let's wait a couple of minutes around him. And let's continue with Tech. Sorry, I never will pronunciate your name the correctly form. I'm 100% sure. I don't know how to say it. I need to hear it from your voice at least 10 times to say it perfectly. So let's start with the beginning. I would like to know, how did you start your artistic journey?
Oh man, you're good though. Like it's called Tej, so you'll get used to it. I'm gonna keep mentioning my name here and there, you know, just for people to get used to it. I got you. So, where did I begin my artistic journey? That was the question, right?
Yes, exactly. The beginning of your journey.
Gotcha. Okay, so, man, I love to answer this question in particular. Like whoever asks it, I'm always looking forward to answer it. So when and where my artistic journey has begun? I am fairly a young artist. I mean, I started my art journey just 2 years ago when I had this weird revelation to me that, you know, what am I actually doing with my life? I was actually doing good before I even started making music. But then this sudden realization hit me hard on one fine day. And I was constantly trying to find my true self. And in the process, it was a complete chaos. But in that chaos, I kind of found out my destiny is that, you know, my love for music. And that was the day one of my art journey. And I've seen this one particular artist whose name is Charlie Puth. He is a music nerd, and the way he makes music, right? It is so contagious, and I fell in love with the process of making music. And that day was just life-changing, and that was the day I decided to make music. I didn't know if I was gonna be a professional, you know, making living off of my music. Like, I didn't care about any of that before. All I had in my mind was that I have to make music and that's it. And I started teaching myself how to, you know, like play the piano, how to produce, how to, you know, write songs, how to sing them. And it was a very slow process, but I just had this one ultimate goal. I need to be able to make my own music, right? I need to be able to write my own songs, you know, try to sing them myself and then produce them myself. That is all I had in my mind. And gradually I tried to learn them every single day, growing every day. And after 2 years, that I wouldn't say was a hobby. I was pretty serious about it, but I didn't even think about, you know, doing this for a living. But then eventually I just loved doing it so much. I was in love with the process so much that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life, just like every artist, right? So that was life-changing for me. And then I think at that point, my artistic journey, like I was born as an artist that day. And ever since then, I've been pursuing music as a profession. It's been 2 years. It's actually 2.5. So here I am in Web3 to take it to the next level, right? So also, I love the people here, right? It's being an artist in Web3, in my opinion, it's completely different. It's completely different with the way you deal with the people here, right? There are communities here, you know, people here are very nice. And that is my ultimate goal here, right? To be as an artist, you know, do what I love to do for the rest of my life. At the same time, help people as much as possible. So I think that's been my artistic journey so far.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love to hear a story of resilience and consistency. It's always part of the travel, you know, starting from nothing and start to climb positions, know new people, meet new people, create connections. I always say the same. If you join it in a past spaces, you will find out that I'm repeating this. I believe that Web3 offers something really, really big, and its connections, you know, open your network a lot. Open you a lot of doors. And of course, I'm really fan of Web3. I love this space. I love to meet people. So I believe it's a huge tool, not only for musicians, but for any kind of role that you want to play in this world, is something really, really important. So I love your story, Tech. I share a lot of your feelings. As I say, I'm here since more than 2 years, and I'm more like loving the NFT world, but not for the art, but most of all for the community. As you were saying, the community is really supportive. Community is always there supporting, pushing your work, pushing what you are doing. I think that is something that in real life we don't find too often. So it's really important to have in mind all of these tools that Web3 offers. Passing the mic to Saint Philip. I know that Saint Philip is not that used with Web3. I would like to hear his opinion. But first of all, Saint Philip, can you share a bit the beginning of your journey? You are doing two things that are really important: the music and music producing, and also design are two different things and can be complemented pretty well. But I want to hear your start of your journey.
I think that the music and designs are the things that go together perfectly. And This connection created was able to put both of these things on the top of the creative industry. We can, for examples, one iconic collaboration between musicians and designers is the partnership between the Beatles and graphic artist Peter Blake for the cover of their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And the eclectic and surreal design perfectly captured the spirit of the album and has since become an iconic symbol of pop culture. So the design and music are very, how to say,
Yep, so...
We lost him. We lost him for a minute.
You yes, lost Andy, him for a second. Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to mention, like, I follow Philip's work for a long time, and he, you know, he started like as being a designer and so on. But obviously, he's such an artistic soul, you know, that that simply he couldn't stop just by doing that. And that's how he found himself in the music industry. And let's say that at the moment, you know, I know that he's making some songs, he's preparing some releases. He even sent it to me, you know, when we were talking before the space. So I heard it. I can't share it. He can't share it yet because it's, you know, artistic secret. And when he's going to be released, we will be able to hear his magnificent talent in that. I also want to say that he didn't mention that Philip is a great, let's say, multidisciplinary artist. I know that he's also doing animation and he's really good in that.
Whoa.
Yes, we have a great guy here, obviously.
Okay,
this is my first time talking live, and I'm a little bit like...
You are doing great, don't worry, you are doing perfect.
Yes, I'm doing in visuals and 3D arts and animations. I like to... connect two things, visuals and music. And when I'm making music, I'm visualizing a scene, everything. So it's like two things connecting is, for me, it's a great thing to do. And as a kid, I was like watching music videos with my parents, and my father is a collector of LPs, and I grew up in a music and art family. So yeah.
That's excellent. I will put you in a really bad position with this question, but I need to do it, so Philip. What do you like the most, music producing or more the artistic part of this?
It's a hard question. I like both, but music is... I finished elementary school. I'm playing guitar as well. So... I start playing piano when I was like 5 years old, I think, and that was my first instrument that I got with a synth. And I think music is the most that I love. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I want to come back with tech now and. I was thinking in one question that I always ask in the spaces. I think that is really important as well to understand how things work in different parts of the world. And we have two guys from really different parts, and I'm really interested in going deep in the places, you know. So my question is, what is the reality of the emerging artist in your place? Is something difficult to achieve? Is something easy? What do you think around that, Tech?
I think it's
wait, 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 wait. Let's hear tech first, and after that, I will. No problem. No problem.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was me. Okay, it's Tej. Anyway,
Tej. Okay.
Gotcha. So, what was the question again? I kind of missed out the first part of it. Like,
yes, I was asking, what do you think about the reality of new artists, emerging artists in your place?
Oh, perfect. Okay, I can definitely answer that, because I am still a new artist, right? Especially, you know, someone who's coming from India, right? And we see this all the time happening in Web3, you know, like everybody is just spread out throughout the world, like, right? It's not just people from one place. So talking about new artists in my place, I would say, bro, like most of them have no idea what I'm doing. Like, they have no idea what is Web3. They have no idea what's blockchain is. But I would say new artists who are coming up, they do have a lot of aspirations. You know, they want to be the biggest artist. But in my opinion, with the technology of blockchain, with the technology of Web3 and NFTs, right, they could provoke a lot of creativity and innovation within new artists. And I've seen this happening with a lot of my friends in the Web3 music scene, right? There's so many people that just use the tech in just a creative ways. Like, that's what I was saying, right? The new technology brings us with some creative ideas. It makes us think in creative ways, in new ways. So I think new artists, for those who are just coming up, who are just emerging, it could be literally anywhere in this world. Like, trust me when I say this, I'm from India. Before I found Web3, I was super depressed. Like, I have this one story. I'll share this with you guys, you know, some other time. I would love to. When I was really, really depressed that, you know, I can't share my music with the people that I want to, that actually care about. And that sucks so bad, because I was in India, but my music relevancy is somewhere out there, right? I make English pop music. And that was before I found Web3. And after I came to Web3 and I realized every single artist is from a different place on the earth. Like, they're just spread out throughout the world. And that made me so happy. And I was so confident in what I was doing. And I was confident with my music. So I think for new artists, this could be a great, great chance. Like, the greatest chance possible. Doesn't matter where you're from in this entire world. And trust me, you can do this. So I think there's a lot of chance, a lot of possibilities, a lot of opportunities, a lot of great, great opportunities. So you don't even have to worry. You don't even have to think before you come to Web3. So I would say, I think, yeah, man, there's just a lot of possibilities for new artists.
Excellent. Yes, I was thinking that I think, if I'm not wrong, India is one of the countries with more population in the world. So I can imagine the competition there. Imagine starting from zero and wanting to create a career, not in Web3, but in real life. It must be really, really, really difficult with those guys, a lot of people with a lot of talent also wanting to create a life out of this. But as you say, this is where Web3 opened a new world, completely a new world, a lot of new doors, and it's a help for everyone. I couldn't agree more with you in everything you say, honestly. Yes, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to boost what Tej said. And it's about, you know, like, I'm, for example, a long time in the music industry, and I had like few times, you know, I'm gonna continue here or not, and so on. And then I realized, okay, by using the technology, of course, but I realized that the art, like saying music, design, whatever, right? It's like by going further than usual, you know, you find, you go deeper into things and you find like more and more art and more music. Like at some point I was so much into world music. And you know, I explored, like, you know, like from some ethno and folk from Brazil to, I don't know, Colombia's cumbria music to even like some Indian music. And man, like, yes, definitely the technology made me put me in the position to explore and go deeper into things. So just wanted to boost this what you said.
Excellent. I agree. I also agree with you, Andrew. It's true. Andrew has a lot of experience around this world. So I'm really happy to have him also supporting the space. Let's continue with Saint Philip. I want to ask almost the same. What do you think about the reality of new artists in Serbia? I'm really curious about your place. Is something difficult to start, or do you think it's a bit more easier than other places? What do you think, Philip?
I think it's difficult to start because of the scene and music that people listen here. So, I'm doing different kind of genres and finding myself in that industry. And for me, it's a new thing for me. As I start doing that 3 years ago. So I grew up as a hobby, but then I want to continue doing that, and probably I'm trying to release some singles, EPs via web. So yeah.
Just to add something, like, you know, guys, it's quite like important thing to understand that it's like not the same starting as a like musician or let's maybe say a designer in some countries and communities that are like you know, a bit different than the West world. I want to say like this. So I will use the example of Balkan region of in Europe, right? So where the music, you know, like it's like the, for let's say, popularization of electronic music, it's happening here much later than in the more developed countries. And this is the thing that makes it harder for the artist to show themselves, you know, to express themselves and so on. So just want to say for both Philip and Tej, like, guys, bravo. You're like super brave that you're jumping into like this world, you know, and showing your art, your vision of art. It's bravo. Like, this is the only thing I want to say.
Yes, definitely agree with that take. I honestly think that the culture affects a lot. Imagine that I live in Argentina and it's a complete different culture. It's true. I definitely agree with that. In every place is different kind of taste about music, different kind of difficulties and challenges. That's why I were asking about that. Yes, Tej, go ahead.
That is so true, Tej and Adrian. Like, I totally feel you. Because I had this experience when I was just getting started, right? As I told you, I decided to make music, but I had zero experience. I had zero background in music. I was starting from the scratch, from the ground up. And so I wanted to, so I thought, okay, if I wanna make music, what do I need first? Like, what's the first thing that I would need? So I need a keyboard first. I need to learn how to play a piano. So I was looking for places where can I buy a piano or a keyboard. Like, trust me, the place where I used to be, like, now I moved to a different place, but the place where I used to be, there were no musical stores, bro. Like, I couldn't even find a store where I could find a keyboard. So I had to go to a completely different town just to get a keyboard. And then, you know, started learning, and I wanted someone to teach me, and there was nobody who was willing to teach me how to play the keyboard, because there were not many piano teachers at that place at that time. And I had to learn it from the internet, from the YouTube or, all the resources, right? And, right now, I have everything that I need. I have the microphone, the speakers, keyboard, laptop, iPad, everything. But back at that time, I couldn't even find places where I could find these things. And after having all these things, I was making music and kind of, got better at it. And I was wondering, how do I make people discover my music? Because the place where I'm from, there's very less people who pay attention to this type of music. And it was really, really hard for me to get people's attention. And like, as you said, right, the place we were at, it really depends on it. And it's not the same for everybody. Like there could be someone in LA, it's probably, they have a lot more opportunities for them. Like, you've been in the music industry for a while, how important to be in LA is. They have so many more opportunities than the rest of the world, right? So, I mean, you're totally right. So I just felt that I wanted to, share that little experience of mine. So go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just one thing, and I go with you, Andrew. I need to say that I'm really surprised about your level of English, Tej, because I couldn't find out if you are from United States or from another place. You speak really, really well. So I congratulate you a lot around that. Sorry, I needed to add this. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thanks, man. So just guys, it's super important, you like an artist, to understand that you put extra effort to come to the place where you are. And this should tell you, that you guys are doing great, and you are like, I don't want to say better than others, but I want to say that you put extra effort, and this, you should understand this. It's super important. So bravo again for you to doing what you are doing.
Yes, and also hearing what Tej was saying, it stands out pretty easily, the consistency that he is putting around this, and also that he is doing what he loves to do, and we always speak around this in the spaces. We need to stick of making what we love to do. Maybe it's more hard at the beginning, but at the end of the day, transmitting to the people what we love to do is even better. People will start to value the things that we are doing with another perspective, and people notice this. If you are doing something more commercial, just for selling it, people knows it. If you stick with what you love to do, it's even better. So I'm really happy to hear the story of Tej here. I think Sam Philip wanted to add something before he has his hand raised, but if not, Philip, I wanted to hear what type of music the people hear in Serbia, because I was hearing what you were saying, and you say that people hear another kind of stuff. So what is that type of music that people hear in Serbia?
It's a different kind of music, like pop, rock, trap, hip-hop, folk music, Serbian music. And also we have a techno scene here in Serbia, and electro scene, of course, Exit Festival in Serbia, and
It's you guys, like, I will try to explain it a bit. There's a phenomenon here in the Balkans, it was like super, super developed during the 90s and then the 2000s and so on. And it's called Turbo Folk. And you guys, you don't understand that. It's like folk music, but with elements of something called turbo. I don't know. It's super strange music, and it doesn't represent, the best in the music, because of what they're singing and how are they making it, the music and so on. So I will really hope you will have the chance to hear it sometimes, and you will be like, whoa, is it possible that people are making this music, you know? So yes, this kind of music, it's super popular here in this part of the Europe. Maybe some speakers from the Eastern Europe that I see in the crowd will understand me, but you know, it's the electronic music, the trap music, the, I don't know, some hip hop, and these are all the things that are just recently came here and became, like, let's say, popular, you know, and they are fighting with this turbo folk that represents something, let's say, bad in the community, bad in the way of producing and so on. So yes, it's kind of, you know, these modern genres recently, like in the last 5 years, got some expansion here. Yeah,
what the heck. Turbo music, that's a pretty good name. I have a proposal for you, Andrew. For the next phase, I want to start the phase with that turbo music. I need to understand what is this.
Turbo because folk, man. Turbo folk.
insane. I love the name. I need to hear that. So for the next time, let's start with some turbo music and start with vibes really, really high. Thank you for sharing this part. Let's come back a bit with the topic of the space, and I want to ask the perspective of Tech around the music and design, you know, because in my point of view, I feel like you can be a pretty cool musician with really interesting songs, but if you can't showcase that good, is not that doesn't have the really good reach, you know. It's like people really like to have a visual experience as well. So I believe these two words need to be mixed, but I want to hear your perspective.
I love that question. But personally, I love design. I love art in general, but I mean, I try to stick to music, but because I'm so, I'm not that good at art, you guys. So, like, I feel like they definitely go hand in hand, you know, music and design or art, because although they're both different form of art, right? They are at the core, they're both same things, right? Music is for the ears and art is for the eyes. So I think they're definitely complementary, as you were mentioning. And I've been, like, when I came to Web3, I found this really cool artist. His name is Jaden, and I was he had this really pretty cool idea about characterizing music, right? Which means that music will be represented as a person through art, or a character through art, which means that, you know, it could be someone that you used to, you know, have with you. Like, maybe it could be your best friend that you wrote a song about, and this song will be represented through a character that is designed, right? So that was such a cool idea, to characterize music using art. And I think we are slowly starting to get to see how these both worlds could blend in together so well. Also, I'm a huge believer that music and design, they have so much in common, right? Other than what senses do they evoke, right? Music, as I said, music is for ears and art is for eyes, but I was gonna say this one thing though. I feel like I was watching this one video of a person. I kind of don't remember his name, but he said something that kind of hit me hard. Is that music is so rigid, you guys? Like, for those of you non-musicians, music is so rigid. Like, if you play a note on the piano, different than the note what's supposed to be played. Like, for example, it's supposed to be C note, but instead you press D. That is the note right beside C. But if you press D instead of C, that is completely wrong. It depends on the case, but it is wrong. Like, there are so many things that could be wrong in music, but in art, it's not that rigid. Like, I don't know how to say this, but you know, like, the rigidness is a bit low. Like, you can paint as much as you want. You could draw the lines as you like, but in music, it is so rigid. If you sing the wrong note, the whole thing is ruined. The whole thing is ruined if you sing just one note wrong. That is just one thing I wanted to mention, but I do think they're both very complementary, especially, you know, in the future that we're going to see, these both come blend in together. So I think that's a little bit perspective of mine about music and design.
Excellent. I definitely agree. Yes, Andrew, go.
Yep. So, like, I will try to continue what Tej said, and it's about, you know, you were just talking about the process of creation. So, like, you know, if we talk about the process of creation, then, like, yes, even in my opinion, if you press the D on the keyboards, you know, and you get something else, like, maybe it's not going to be played in the harmony and so on, you know, the frequencies and so on. But, like, again, if you look at it like a piece of art, then there is no rules, you know. And if you press the wrong button on the keyboard, maybe you are creating something new, like something different, something that has no limits, no boundaries, and so on. And this is the way how I like to look on the music, like art, you know. Like, there is no rules. Of course, there are harmony, there is, like, you know, frequencies, what goes together, what doesn't go, and so on. But, like, if you look on it like it's a piece of art, then, man, there is no rules, you know. And this is the process of creation. And on the other side, there is, like, let's say some other process where these two things, like, go together without like, you can't separate them, you know. I will give an example. You have a vinyl release, and to release a vinyl, you need to put it in some, like, piece of paper that is cover, right? And usually that cover has some design over it. So from the very beginnings, you know, like, the music goes together with design, because it follows it in every step.
That's true. Honestly, coming back a bit of what Tej was saying about the designs, I think in part is why the best well-known artists in all the world, they put so much attention in videos of new releases, you know, because I believe that people want to have this mixed experience around the music and something from the eyes, in the pure eyes. And I remember an example from myself. I used to be really fan of Gorillaz, a band of, it's more like techno. I don't know if you guys know this band, Gorillaz. And I remember a couple of songs that are printed in my mind. And these songs are not out purely of the letter of the song, it's out of how they made the videos and how they represent what they were doing in the song. So I believe these two words are really mixed. And often I saw, like, new artists and big names are using a lot this tool, and it's working. The new world of digital things, the digital economy, with everyone going online, I believe this will grow a lot more. So continue with Philip. I think that Philip already explained a bit his perspective around what he thinks of mixing these two worlds. Even he play a big role in these two parts, in design and music. But I wanted to ask you, Philip, if you use design to boost what you are doing in music.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What I meant to ask is, if you make some designs for make your music more empowered, for reach more people, for making the people see what you are doing in music, but for design, you know, starting with a good design and empowering the music.
Let's say like this. Do you find inspiration in design when you are creating the music?
Oh, yeah. I'm creating music from as I feel in the moment, from emotions, and I'm visualizing the scene and everything. It's like connecting both. Like when you're painting, I see the music are infinite playground for us to do things. And yeah, design is
So it's definitely helping you, right? The experience that you have in design, it helps you to visualize the music in your head.
Of course, because design, we can compare the music like chord progressions and dynamics and tempo, and it's like in a design, colors, vibrant colors, bold typography, and I think they're interlinked together, the visuals, arts, and music. So it's like a harmony in the contrast and proportion in design. So
I must say, you know, that you have a really good strategy to visualize the music in your head. And like, yes. To be honest, I didn't hear this from many people saying it. So like, really good strategy, man. I will need to remember this.
I don't know if I can make music without visualizing things in my head. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Who is not helping at all is myself. Sometimes I mess up with English, so I apologize with that, Philip. Sometimes I try to ask something and I mess things up. So thanks a lot, Andrew, for jumping in and helping me out with those topics. So we're speaking for almost 1 hour. I really appreciate, guys, your time. I have one or two more questions that I would like to do. It's something a bit off the topic, but I'm really interested to hear this. In your opinion, Tej, what is the most difficult part of monetizing your work? Or in other words, how to earn money in your field?
Oh man, yeah, that is a good question, because I've been trying to say this to myself and to the people I know, right? What is one, like, if there's one thing that is really hard to tackle, if you want to do what you love, right? It's monetizing. And like, In the era we're in, right, there's so many people that want to do the same thing as we do, right? Like we want to build an audience. We want to, you know, like make money off of our music, or it could be art in general, right? But what we forget is that it is so important to understand how monetization works and how can you leverage that type of knowledge, right? And I'm a huge advocate for this. You know, artists should know what is branding, what is marketing, and what is, you know, like million other things. And I feel like all of us are so, I mean, we love to make music, we love to make art. We love it so much that we sometimes forget how important it is to find ways to monetize whatever we have, right? It could be like literally in Web3, for example, right? We have these spaces. You know, one of the ways that we could monetize is, you know, through spaces, you know, build an audience and build a strong community through that, with the arts as the center, and build an audience, and through spaces you can monetize them, right? And there's so many other ways that you could do that, but I feel like many artists just ignore the fact that, you know, how important it is to monetize these things, find different ways, because there's so many people out there who want to do the same thing as you do. They want to make money too off of their art, because we all love the art, you know, the art that we make so much. But what makes us different, what makes us stand out, is that how do you put yourself as in front of your audience? What is your brand? Like, what do you stand for? So that art, the fans, the audience could relate to you and they resonate with you and they want to support you. And when you have this community, the core community, and then you start monetizing it, and then you start, you know, spreading out, you could provide them NFTs, you could provide them subscriptions, you could like literally do anything. And I see this being possible with Web3, because in Web2, with Spotify, with, you know, all these things, there's not many things that you could do to monetize it. And I definitely do believe that Web3 solves a lot of problems that we have, because all of us know, even if you're an artist, if you're not an artist, we all know how hard it is to make a living off of what we love to do, man. Like, it's a hard fact how hard it is to make a living as an artist. So we need to constantly try to be different, try to think differently, be creative, and, you know, find different ways to monetize our audience, which is the most important thing to build, the community. The community at the core is the foundation for any monetization. So I think, you know, that's a little take on monetization. Like, I could literally go on about this for hours long, but yeah.
Yeah, what I always say is that we never will find out the exact answer to this question, because otherwise we will be all millionaires, you know. If we knew exactly how to monetize and make that people consume what we are doing, we will be everyone millionaire. But I really, really love to hear the opinion, and I really agree with you. Just a quick thing, and I pass the mic to Andrew. I think that a huge difference between Web 2 and Web 3 is that in Web 3, you will find out more chances that people consume what you do for who you are and what you transmit, because people will find out more in deep what you are doing. In Web 2, it's more like a lot of promotion related, you know, and the one who had more money to promote what he's doing is what who we have more attention. I feel like that, you know. It's true that I'm not musician, I'm not more in deep, but I realized that in Web3 you have more chances to gather a community who likes what you do, you know, in the essence, what you want to transmit. And it's really, really important, because out of this you can create an organic environment of who consume what you are doing. And just I need to add it that in Sports Club we are bringing pretty soon an streaming app that I personally believe will solve some of this problem, guys. So I highly recommend to check out what Sports Club is bringing. Yes, Andrew, go ahead.
You just mentioned the thing that I wanted to say, and that is, I'm talking to Tej and to Philip also. So at Spoz, you know, we saw this problem that artists have. So how to reach to their community, how to find their community, how to present themselves like a brand, how to monetize their music and so on. So we created this ecosystem that helps, you know, artists to present themselves, to gather people around, and then to monetize the music. And I highly recommend for both of you to check the platform and to see how it works, because we have super cool features, you know. And the core of the idea of creating these platforms was to help artists that can't find the way, you know, how to do things. So guys, I'm already working with Filip, you know, to show him the platform and everything. Tej also, like, we all at Spoz are welcoming you. So please let's continue the talk after the space, and I will be super glad to show you and all the features that it brings.
Excellent, excellent. Just to add that the first version of the streaming app is now available on the Apple Store and for Android on the Google Play Store. So that is a pretty huge news for our team. I highly recommend, as Andrew was saying, to check that out. It's true that Spoz Club is built for helping others, for helping artists. The story of the beginning of Spoz Club is out of the daughter of the founder. She was trying to create a career out of the music world. So all the project started for empowering the emerging artists. That's the reality. Spoz Club is not here for make money out of the people, but for growing together. And in this topic, I believe that is something really innovative, because you won't find out this essence in the traditional platforms, nowhere. So I want to hear a bit the take of Filip around monetization and how to earn money. What do you think, Filip? Is something really hard for you to monetize your work, or you manage to do it?
I think that the limitless landscape online allows us to be whoever we want, and the bridge between music and design can be further explored through interdisciplinary collaborations. And it's very important to emerge both of technologies. So I think that that could open up new possibilities for immersive music-driven experiences in design.
I agree with that take around the collaborations. You know, I definitely agree. I think that make collabs with other artists, make collab with designers around what you are doing, is something that empower you a lot. And I wanted to ask to you, Filip, if you are open to go into this world, to open your mind to Web3, because it's a huge tool. You know, I'm not saying that you drop everything from Web2, because it's amazing as well. But I always say the same. Web3 is just another tool to add, you know, it's something else to empower what you are doing. In the case of Tej, he is going fully Web3, and I love it. I love it. I will recommend that to everyone. But the truth is, if you are purely from Web2 and want to jump into Web3, it's a really helpful tool. You are open to do this, Filip?
Yes, I am. I would love to try that. For me, this is new. So yeah, I want to expand and search more. And Andre, I think, will help me to do that. Yeah.
Yep, man. Like, it's gonna be a pleasure for me, especially because I know about your old talents. And I say in plural, you know, like talents. So, and as you can see, like the community in Web3, it's everybody's so friendly and welcoming. And it's, I will go back to the beginning, what I said, you know, like at one point I was even like, hell no, I don't want to work in this industry anymore. And then I found out about Web3. And then I got invitation from Spoz to join the team and so on. And from that point, I just start loving things again, because, you know, there's not so much, not ego at all. I can even say that I didn't meet any ego people here, you know. And you know how helpful is this? You know, it's like, basically, I always get push, wind in the back to go forward from people in Web3, and this is the amazing thing. And in my opinion, the creative industry should be like this, you know, without judging, without like making problems to each other, without ego, but just helping each other to grow together. And this is, it's really amazing thing. It makes me feel so good.
I couldn't agree more with that. Growing together is the key here, you know, because there is space for everyone to grow. The only thing that you need to have is good intentions and push forward. Community will follow, community will help. And Sports Club is here to help. Andrew is the god. Andrew is helping a lot of artists to go into Web3. So, but not only Andrew, all the team in Sports Club is open on DMs for asking anything, for going into more details about how we can help you in empowering what you are doing. So feel free to reach us out every time. I want to start wrapping this up. We are speaking for 1 hour. As I said, I really appreciate your time, guys. But before ending with this space, I want to ask a final thought about this space, and also Tej, where we can reach you out and what is next for your career.
Thank you so much, man. Okay, before I answer that, since we're wrapping this up, I just want to, you know, give flowers to you guys. What you guys are doing is amazing. I just love people who are willing to do something that solves a real world problem, right? And you guys are doing absolutely an amazing job. Like, I was just checking out your stuff, and it's really beautiful. Like, artists have their own merch store, and, you know, they're selling merch, and they have these drops, right? And like, it's so good, and it's supporting the artists in, you know, like really good, really cool ways. So I'm a huge fan of, you know, these kind of people who actually solve a real problem. So you guys are doing an amazing job at that. So I just wanted to give you guys flowers. And again, thanks for bringing me up and having me here. So we'll definitely meet up in the background too. So having said that, I forgot the question.
No, I wanted again to ask, what is your next step in your career, and where can we reach you out?
Got it. So, yeah, man, I mean, this already means the world to me, you know, you guys having me up here, but you can definitely reach out to me in DMs and, you know, hit me up, whatever you want to talk, right? I'm just here to help as many people as possible. And you can definitely come talk to me and hang out on my spaces, you know, which I've been hosting for the past week. It's pretty new. It's called Ear Candy Spaces, hosted by myself. Every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So I would love to talk every single one of you over there. We talk about, you know, what new artists face, you know, what kind of problems they face, and what's new going on in the space. And other than that, we have games, we have fun topics, you know, there's so many stuff going on. So I mean, I would love for everyone to come and just say hi. That would mean the absolute world to me. Other than that, I'm just happy to be here in front of all these beautiful people. I know a lot of familiar faces here. Actually, you know, J World, he's the one who hit me up in the background, and, you know, we had kind of had a chat, and he's an amazing person. And Seiko, she does music NFTs too, so she's absolutely fire. And yeah, and one of my closest friends, Heather, is actually in the space. It's pretty late for her. She's supposed to go to bed right now, but she's in the space, so that's just pretty sweet. I just wanted to give her flowers. But yeah, it's amazing to, you know, meet great people, right? You know, Tetrahedron, Spaz, and Saint Philip, my man, like, we need to hit, you know, we need to talk behind, you know. You're a producer too. I'm a producer too. So we got a lot to talk about. But that is a lot of rants. So I'm gonna pass the microphone back to you, brother. Thank you
very much. And you don't even know the amount of value that you made out of this space for everyone here, not just for Sports Club, but also for the audience. You said a lot of interesting things, so I really appreciate to have you here. please let's keep in touch because I want you involved in Sports Club. We need you, Tej. We need you because your perspective is really important. You are fully in Web3 and Sports Club is focused a lot on empowering new artists. So I really want to keep in touch with you and hopefully hear a feedback of what we are doing, you know, because we learn every day. The goal of these spaces is also hearing the artists, hearing what are the problems that they face and trying to solve them, you know. Let's hear the last things from Philip. What is next in your career, Philip?
Next in my career is to release the single. And I'm planning EP as well. So yeah, that's my next thing. So I'm not sure which one I should go for a scene. So I think Andre will help me to do that. So yeah.
Okay. Yes,
pleasure.
Yes, Andre, go. Sorry.
Yep, I just said to Philip, yes, Philip, it's going to be my pleasure because I know that you have a lot of songs ready, you know, and some of them are not ready, but they'll be soon. And I know that you are looking for the best way to showcase your music and your work. So as I promised you, I'm your guy. I will help you, man, with all the things. Just don't worry, relax, you know, and I'm sure the people will love your music because it's really good.
Yes, and Philip, drop your stuff on Twitter. I know you created a profile recently, so start dropping things there that we want to see what you are doing. You are a really interesting guy. I've been speaking with Andrew since before the space, and I'm really interested in what you are doing. The mix of the things you do are insane. So let's work. Let's work around this. Of course, Andrew will help you out with all the things related. And I really appreciate your time, guys. This space was amazing.
Thank you.
And just for closing this up, just to remember everyone here and the audience, in Sports Club, we have a marketplace where you can make the releases of your songs and also your art. You can build your own profile and your community. You can be more close to your community. The marketplace is something really, really good. And we are onboarding as much artists as possible to hear the feedback, to hear how the marketplace is working. So let's keep in touch around that. Also, we have the streaming app, which will be a game changer of Web3 music consumption, making more user-friendly the kind of consumption around music. So we have a couple of really interesting things around Sports Club, and I invite everyone to check that out. I really appreciate everyone's time here. And guys, see you next week in another Artist Weekly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.